Chapter 4. The Mad Hatter's Tea Party. There was a table in front of the house, and the March Hare and the Mad Hatter were at the table. There were cups of tea and pieces of cake on the table. It was a tea party. A dormouse sat between the March Hare and the Mad Hatter, and its eyes were closed. The Hare and the Hatter talked over its head. Alice walked to the table, and she sat on a big armchair.
"Would you like some juice?"
the March Hare asked Alice happily. Alice looked at the table, but she could not see any juice.
"I can't see any juice," she said. "I can only see tea."
"There isn't any juice," the March Hare said. "There is only tea."
"But why did you offer me juice?" Alice asked. "That wasn't very nice of you."
"It wasn't very nice of you to sit there," the March Hare said. "We didn't ask you to sit on a chair."
"But there are lots of chairs," Alice said angrily.
"They are my chairs, and it is my table," the March Hare said.
Then the Mad Hatter spoke.
"Your hair is very long," he said. "You must cut it."
Alice started to speak. But then the Hatter said,
"What day of the month is it?"
He took a small watch from his coat and he looked at it. Then he held it to his ear.
"It's the 4th, Alice said.
"My watch is wrong,"
the Hatter said to the March Hare angrily.
"Oh dear,"
the March Hare said sadly, and he took the watch from the Hatter. Then he put the watch in his cup of tea and he looked at it again.
"Oh dear," he said.
Alice looked at the Hatter's watch.
"That's a strange watch," she said. "It tells you the day of the month, but not the time."
"Does your watch tell you the year?"
the Hatter asked Alice.
"No, it doesn't, because a year is a very long time," Alice answered.
"My watch is the same as yours," the Hatter said.
Alice did not understand. The Hatter's watch was very different from a normal watch.
"He is speaking English," Alice thought, "but I don't know what he means."
"The Dormouse is sleeping again,"
the Hatter said suddenly, and he put some hot tea on its nose. The poor Dormouse said,
"Yes, yes,"
but it did not open its eyes. Then the Hatter started talking again.
"Do you know time?"
he asked Alice.
"I know time, but do you know him too?"
"What do you mean?" Alice asked.
She did not understand the Mad Hatter.
"Time is not a person," she thought.
"Oh dear, you don't know him,"
the Hatter said.
"Time was my friend, and he helped me. He can help you too," he told Alice.
But how can time help me? Alice asked in surprise.
It is time for lessons at 9 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
Yes, it is, Alice answered.
But you speak quietly to your friend Time, and he changes the time for you. Then it's 1:30 and time for lunch.
Alice thought about this. You are right. Time can help me, she said to the Hatter, because I am always bored in lessons.
But time is not my friend any more, the Hatter said sadly.
Why not? Asked Alice.
Last year, it was the Queen of Hearts party, and I sang a song for the Queen, the Hatter said. But in the middle of my song, the Queen jumped up and shouted, "Stop! You're killing the time!"
The Hatter looked sad.
And now, time is not my friend, and it is always 6 o'clock.
It's always time for tea, Alice said. And you are always having a tea party.
Yes, said the Hatter.
And then he and the March Hare put the Dormouse in the teapot.